Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Although we've had some unusually warmer weather in Nebraska, it is February after all, and colder days are ahead. Our cattle are naturally adapted to cold weather, but their ability to stay comfortable depends upon a few key things. Extension specialist Mary Dranowski talks about the things ranchers can control to help cattle cope in the cold weather.
Well, I think if we think about cold stress and when we're really going to see cold stress, there's a couple things to remember. Of course, number one, yeah, the temperature matters, but their hair coat matters. And in particular, is it wet or dry? Their condition matters. And that's one I would like to come back to, because that to me is the number one thing producers can think about doing to set their cows up to be able to handle cold conditions. So what the body condition score is of those cows. And then wind, right? Do they have wind protection or not? And that's a major factor, of course, in whether or not they're going to have cold stress, especially in Nebraska, because the wind can drop the perceived temperature tremendously, right? So if we think about preparing cows for cold, and we think about the idea of how do we mitigate cold stress, there are only some things that you can actually control. You can control the condition of the cows, you can control the location that they're at, and then, of course, you can control their diet.
Mary says a cow with a good body score and dry coat can do pretty well in very cold conditions. But cows with lesser body scores and wet conditions will need some management.
That temperature with a dry hair coat and a cow who's 5 or better in body condition is 19 degrees Fahrenheit. So they can handle a lot colder conditions than we would like, right? So 19 degrees Fahrenheit with a dry hair coat, condition 5. However, you change that to wet hair coat, if it truly gets wet all the way down through, it's 53. which means that basically anytime they are soaked in the winter, they're probably burning energy to stay warm. So a cow who's a 4, 4.5, it's 27. So we went from 19 to 27, so an 8-degree difference. And I'll just want to translate that to, okay, how much does that mean in energy? So an 8-degree difference, we basically say it's 1% increase in energy requirement for every degree below that critical threshold, if that makes sense. So if we say 8% here, we're talking about 8 percentage units in energy. If a cow in mid-gestation to late gestation, she requires, 13 to 16 pounds of TDN. So 8%, you're looking at essentially about a pound to a pound and a half of TDN. So that's around a pound to a pound and a half of distillers, or a pound and a half to 2 pounds of corn that you would have to feed every day to make up that difference. So huge difference between a cow who is a 5 and a cow who is a 4. So probably the number one thing you can do to set your cows up to actually maintain condition in the winter is have them in good condition before the winter starts. And that also coincides with a great time in terms of their requirements, because their requirements are low in that mid-gestation. So just after, usually weaning and typically around that preg check time, it's a great time to actually start feeding them to get them to that body condition score 5, because then they go into the winter with good condition and actually the winter weather affects them less. So you actually have to put less into them to keep them at 5.
Mary returns on a future program to discuss other measures to help cattle stay comfortable in cold weather. You can read the entire article or listen to the podcast that this program was taken from by going to UNL's beef website at beef.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.